You're listening to Good on Paper, a bookish podcast. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Rachel.
Join us as we journey together into the land of fiction, where the men are brave, the quests are epic, and everything is better on paper. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
So we're back, and it's been kind of a crazy week. Rachel is getting ready to release very soon. So we're just kind of doing a quick catch up with each other and with you guys, because I don't even know what life is like, what is even happening in my life right now. So yeah, that's mm-hmm. this week. So hopefully you guys are having a little bit of a smoother week, but if you're not, you're not alone. You know, commiserate with us, because it's been crazy around here.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I can't believe it's almost July. Like, that just feels wrong.
No!
And then also, I'm like, wait, what week is it? What day is it? How is it? Wait, it's Tuesday, but it feels like Sunday, and it's weird. It's a very weird week.
Yeah. Like, what happened to June? I cannot believe it's almost July.
I know. I'm like, what? I just had a birthday, like, last week. What are you talking about? It feels so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
And I keep thinking back to June last year, and I can't believe that was a year ago. You know?
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. The time is, because, like, the winter felt like it went really slow for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, months that never ended. And then now it's, like, everything's just going right by.
It is. And then June last year was when we started, like, talking to each other on Instagram. I feel like that's when I connected with you, was around that time, which is crazy to think it's been a year.
We started doing sprints.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
It's
weird. Yeah. It's weird to think back, like, to before you knew people, and you're like, wait, there was a time that we didn't know each other? Because now it just feels normal to, like, have you in my life and, like, to mention you to my mom and stuff. And, like, it's weird that a year ago that it wasn't like this. It's weird. Time is weird.
I can't believe it. So.
Yeah.
But, so, you are gearing up. You're kind of in, like, pre-release week. So, what does that look like for you? Like, what are you dealing with right now? Like, what's, like, your plans between now and, like, releasing?
Mostly I like had a whole bunch of panics and breakdowns while I was trying to get ARCs ready, you know, the whole classic writer thing where you're reading your own work and you're like, oh, all I write is trash and everything is horrible and I'm a bad writer and all that. But now that the ARCs are actually out and that's, like, off of my plate, I just ordered a proof copy of the paperback, which I'm really excited about. And then I've really been spending most of my time actually working on some character art that I want to use as, like, the image on the chapter pages. Yeah, so I want to get it. That I've been, like, pushing myself to get it done so I can use it. And then once I'm done with that, I'm actually just going to hop right into book two.
Wow, so, like, before book one releases, you're just going to go right into book two.
Oh, yeah. Because I'll need time to, like, revise the whole thing. Because I already wrote, for anybody who doesn't remember, I wrote books 1, 2, and 3 all together. So I need time to revise it. And then I also will need time for our ARC readers to have it before it releases again. And I'm going to keep around a month between release. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you have to do the whole book 2 in a month, basically.
Basically.
Oh, my God.
Roughly. Oh, On the product page on Amazon, I've put on the bottom that they're going to release, like, a month-ish apart.
Yeah.
It could be more like a month and a half. We'll see.
Oh, my goodness. You are crazy in the best way, but also crazy.
Oh, I feel crazy sometimes. Sometimes I'm, like, going insane with, like, the pressures and stuff. And I'm like, why did I do this? In other ways, it's been good, though, so.
Well, I've been keep thinking about you because, so, I am pulling my Kindlevella, like, it's still on Kindlevella. I'm not, like, pulling it off, but I'm taking the episodes off, I'm putting them into a document because I want to read through it and kind of make changes and then have like beta readers look through it, because when I publish it as a book, I think I want to flesh it out a bit more, you know, because it was very fast paced, like episodic kind of in nature. So I want to have readers look at it and be like, I want more of this or more of that. So pulling things off of Kindle Vella is annoying though, because I don't think there's a way that you can export the entire thing. You have to do it episode by episode. And I knew that going in because I heard other authors talking about it. So I knew that was going to be an issue. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just copy paste it. But then, you know, I copy paste it and then I have to reformat it because I can't just like leave it without the paragraph indents. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that to beta readers. I'm just not doing that. I can't do that to myself. I cannot read a document like that. So I've been doing that, and I've been watching The Office while I'm just, like, reformatting it, and I just always think of you because I know how much you love The Office.
Oh, I love The Office. Love it. Yeah. I'm rewatching it right now, too. So I'm like,
And so I'm like, should I do some formatting? Yes, yes, I think I should. Let's put The Office on it. Yeah. Like, it's fun to do.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah. Nothing really good was on TV because this is when I was dog sitting and they had cable. So a show came on and I thought of you and I thought Rachel has to have watched this show. So do you watch the show Grimm?
No, I don't.
Really? I was watching. I was like, I'm sure Rachel watches this. This is just, it seems exactly like her. And so I'm watching it and I watched because like, the first episode of the whole show came on, and I thought, okay, well, I'll try it since this is the first episode. Yeah. And unfortunately, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I got a little spooked. It's not really that scary, but I'm just easily scared. And so I put on, I forget what was on at that point. I think it was Seinfeld. There was no Office, sadly. So I put on Seinfeld just to like lighten the mood before I went to bed. But other than being kind of scary, because it's like, it's like he's like a descendant of the Brothers Grimm, and like these fairy tale monsters are like hiding in plain sight among the world, and he's like basically the detective who like can catch them out and all their crimes. And I was like, this just seems like Rachel. I don't know why I thought so.
I've heard of it, but from what I remember when people mentioned it to me, it's that it was kind of, like you said, kind of creepy, like the monsters were kind of gross and stuff. And I was like, eh, I don't know if it would give me the heebie-jeebies or not. Yeah. So I haven't tried it.
Like, I thought it was more going to be like Once Upon a Time along that line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a little too crime show creepy monster stuff for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because I don't watch like Criminal Minds or like, you know, Law and Order or anything, because that stuff just... creeps me out. So that's why I haven't tried it. I was like, I don't know if I'll get nightmares or whatever. Yeah. So,
and then I don't know if they have good fairy tale creatures in it. Like, I think I could handle it if it was both. Mm-hmm. If you discover there's both, but I wonder if it's just monsters, you know, and that's kind of boring. Like, what about the fairies and the unicorns and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like Supernatural. I've never watched just because of the creepiness of like the monsters and stuff. I'm just like, I think it would creep me out a little too much, which I makes me sad because I would totally watch it, but I don't handle creepy very well. So
me either. Like, the creepiest I push myself is to the Lockwood books and the show. Well, the second season got kind of stupid, but the first season I liked, but it was really creepy for me because like the whole ghost thing just I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I totally get that. I remember the first time I watched The Vampire Diaries and the first episode, seeing a vampire, like, with the fangs out and their eyes all changed color and everything and, like, being aggressive. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I got kind of spooked. Yeah. I mean, I got used to it eventually, but it did spook me at first.
Yeah.
So, I'm a soft.
And it's, like, not so bad when I'm watching it, but as I'm, like, getting in bed and turning out the light and I have, like, the images in my head, that's when I get so creeped out, you know?
Yep. Yep. So 100%. After I started watching Vampire Diaries, when I would go outside to put the dogs to bed and it was late, I would think of vampires and I was like, but I was like, if I can get inside the house, they can't come inside.
I know, right? Or like when you're like, as long as I'm underneath the covers, nothing can get me. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this one blanket makes you safe. makes me mm-hmm.
like, it's like if your hand or your foot falls out, like something can grab you from under the bed. It's so funny. Like, I don't know why my brain works like that, but
same. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I've actually been rewatching Merlin from the beginning. One of my friends had never seen it, so she's starting it. I do too. And I started watching it because I hadn't seen it in like a year or two. And I was like, oh, I forgot how much I love this show. It's like, it's so cute.
It is. Yeah. That is such a good show. Like, we were so obsessed with it. My cousins were into it. We were into it. And have I told you about our Merlin Halloween that we did?
No.
So we did a whole Halloween with my cousins, and we made like the aunts and uncles dress up as Merlin characters, and we like planned it all out. And we were like, okay, you're going to be this character, you're going to be that character. And like my sister and I went to Goodwill or like a thrift store, and we got like sheets and old costumes and old evening gowns, and we made all these costumes.
Yeah.
And like aunts and uncles and our parents were all Merlin characters. And it was a whole theme for Halloween. And we must have had, because there's like, how many of us cousins? I know 6 of us were doing it. I can't remember if my other 2 cousins were doing it. And then we had like our grandma and like my parents and their parents. So, I mean, we had the whole plethora of Merlin characters for one Halloween. Gosh. It was insane.
And you made all the costumes?
Well, we didn't really make them. We made them out of stuff that we found. So we did a little sewing, but most of it was, like, clothes that we just, like, kind of altered and, like, put together.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then at one point we had, like, the Percy Jackson birthday party. Like, we just went all out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Oh, I want to do all the fandom parties.
Yeah. Yes. You just have to have, like, some nerdy family members with you. Because, like, we were just all, we would get so into everything. Like, we all got into Harry Potter, but at different times. So that never happened. But recently, we had, like, a whole, like, Lord of the Rings marathon. And we made, like, a Hobbit cake. So it was, like, the Shire. So it had, like, the little Hobbit house. And we covered it with, like, green coconut. And, like, we did, like, a little path out of candy and... Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I want to come to your guys' parties. They're like all like themed and everything. Like,
you would fit right in. And then we talked about like, we're like, okay, so what if we did like a Lord of the Rings wedding, and we talk about different fandom weddings sometimes, like how that would work.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you would fit right in. Oh, that sounds amazing. If I ever come visit you around the time you're having a party,
yes.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So lately I've been watching Avatar, like the show, like the kids show. Did you ever watch that?
No, I never did.
I never did either. But Sterling was like, oh, it's the best show ever. We have to watch it. And I'm so into it now. Like, it's for 10-year-olds. But
I'm really
into it. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Good. Like, it's just a good fantasy show. And then you don't have to be worried that there's going to be anything too violent or sexual in it. You know what I mean? Because it's a kid's show. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, such a great fantasy storyline. Yeah. So I'm like, I like this. This is my speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard about it. I mean, it's been like the cult classic for ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I've like seen like we were kids. 2 minutes of episodes here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. But I never watched it because we just didn't really watch a lot of TV growing up. So I never saw it. But I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So if you need something to watch, it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Avatar movie?
No, I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
Me neither. I don't know. I haven't seen it either, but I'm curious.
I know. Yeah, I heard it was good, actually. So I want to see it, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Because I think the last movie I saw was the last Guardians of the Galaxy. The third one.
Like the newest one?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you keep up with all the Marvel stuff, or has it gotten like too far for you?
I usually do, but I just haven't gotten around, because I've heard Guardians of the Galaxy is really good. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it. I watched the last Ant-Man movie. That was one of the last movies I saw in theaters. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one in theaters. That was good. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. It made me cry so much. I cried a lot. So bring your tissues if you go see it.
Okay.
Or if you watch it at home, make sure you have tissues. And I knew too. I knew it was going to happen, but I just like kept this hope. I was like, well, you never know. Maybe, you know, like they'll be optimistic and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I felt so usually I hate movies that make me cry.
Yeah.
Movies can make you like emotionally drained.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was so drained after that movie.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I'll watch that one like a little bit warily then. Yes. I don't like to cry for movies.
Yeah, it was just, I think because they went into the raccoon. What is his name? I always forget his name. The raccoon character is.
Gosh darn it. I swear I know it.
Yeah.
Rocket.
Is it Rocket? That's what I thought. I was it's like Rocket something. Yeah. So they went into his backstory. Yeah. So that's why I was just super emotional, because it was like animals. Mm-hmm. And then it was so sad. Yeah. Yeah.
My dad's trying to talk to me through the window, and I'm like, I'm doing something. Go away.
That's so funny. I was like, what's happening? Through the window.
Just my dad.
So are you like a drive-through window, Rachel?
I am. Yes, because I sit here to do my video therapy appointments too, and I'll be in the middle of a therapy session and my dad will bang on the window and be like, have you fed the dogs? And I'm like, no. I'm kind of busy right now.
It's just like a drive-through window. People just knock, knock. Can I get a hamburger? Can I get a book?
Yeah.
Like, just give me a book.
And see, I don't have a screen on my window in the office, so a lot of the time I will take all of my, like, if I'm going to sit on the porch, I'll take my laptop, all my stuff, and I'll put it through the window onto the porch. And now I'll even go out the window myself onto the porch, because I don't want to go around the entire area to the front door. So,
oh my god. You just climbed through the window.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a lot faster. Because otherwise there's like a gate you have to go through and the front door, and then I have to go all the way through the house. And I'm like, that's a pain. Yeah. I'm just going to go through the window.
So everybody, when Rachel writes, she shoves her laptop out the window, and then she just shoves herself out the window too. Just in case you wanted a visual on how Rachel's writing day goes. That's it.
It's true.
I can't believe that. It's so funny.
It's my daily ritual now, especially because it's, you know, nice enough to sit outside now. So that's every morning I'm taking my stuff out the window.
It's supposed to get to 112 degrees this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Dang.
And it's,
oh my goodness. Actually, see, that's not fun. Really, you can't go outside.
Yeah, it's actually really late in the year. Like, normally by this time we would have hit 100 degrees, but it's been so cool this year that we still have not hit 100 degrees. But I feel like I kind of jinxed it, because we've been going to the pool in the neighborhood, and it's hot enough that you get hot when you're in the sun, but the water is still cold when you get in. So I'm like, oh man, I just wish it would get hot enough that like it feels good to get in the water, and you're not like, like every time you get in the water and your teeth start chattering.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I jinxed it, but it is almost July. So it had to get that hot eventually. So I'm like, well, maybe now the pool will be fun and it will actually not be cold when I get in the water. So I don't know. I'm looking on the bright side.
Yeah. Well, at least kind of jealous that you have a pool in your neighborhood. We have one in our town, but most of the people who were, most of the time it's kids that are down there because it's a public pool. Yeah. And, but I mean, I know a lot of the people went to high school with me and it's them and their kids now. And oh, I'm like, yeah. I really don't want to see people in high school in my bathing suit. So I'm going to skip out on the pool. I go to the river instead most of the time, but yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. I would be along with you. I would not go to the pool. And also like, the chlorine and all that stuff. I'd rather be in river water. You know, it's just more.
Oh, yeah.
I hate saying this, but like, because it sounds wrong, but like, it's cleaner. There's not all the chemicals in there. Like, yeah. You know, there's mud, sure. Yeah. But like, who cares? Like, I'm not afraid of dirt. Chemicals, that's another story. Like, yeah. I don't want to be drying out my skin and all that chlorine yeah. stuff, you know. That's yeah. really nice. Plus, how far away is it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe like 2 miles at most.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we like to drive down there and put in rafts and float for like 2 or 3 hours, funny. Which is, it's almost warm enough. I'm like, can we do it 4th of July weekend, please? Because I am dying to start mm-hmm. floating the river. But the water's still pretty cold, but I'm like, I don't care.
It's just not fun. Like, I don't like getting in the water and having to, like, go all the way under so it feels good. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be, like, nice when you get in.
So, yeah.
I hate cold. I'm not a cold person. I don't like being cold.
See, and I hate the heat.
Yeah, I do too when it's humid, like when it's humid, but like here it's not so bad because it's dry. So it's kind of feels like an oven. Like once it gets past 100 degrees, it starts feeling like an oven. But as long as it's like below 100, it's okay. Like it's tolerable. Yeah.
Your standards and mine are so different. I'm like, because I sweat super fast. So I'm like, the minute I start sweating, I'm not happy anymore and I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
And so if it gets like today, it's 80, but in the shade, it doesn't feel too bad. But in the sun walking, I'm like, I'm dying. Someone take me home. Like I start complaining.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot more humid where you are.
I never noticed. Like I never think about it. It's not as bad as like my brother who lives in North Carolina. Oh, that's way more humid than here. Yeah. I'm like, no. Like I'm never coming out in the summer ever again. I love you, but no.
Yeah, the South. I can't. Like the South is just so bad in the summer.
Yeah. But you were gonna move to Arkansas.
I know. I was not looking forward to the humidity, but it was northern Arkansas and it was in the mountains. So yes, it was gonna be humid.
Okay, yeah.
But it wasn't gonna be as bad because mountains tend to be a little cooler. But yeah, I was like, I'm going to have to deal with humidity again, you know, but you can also grow stuff there. Cause that's the thing. This desert is not very conducive to anything but cactuses or cacti. I'm sorry. That's not correct. Cacti. yes, but there would be actual trees and grass and, you know, you could have chickens and they'd have enough bugs to eat. Cause out here, like the chickens, they do okay in like the spring and the winter, but like, our cousins have chickens and their eggs, like in the summer, like the yolk gets all pale. And I mean, cause there's just not a lot for them to eat when it gets like hot. I mean, obviously they eat corn or whatever they get fed, but during the winter months, you know, they can go after bugs and then that gives them like that really rich, like flavorful yolk because they're eating all this protein from all the bugs. But like once it gets into like, you know, over 100 degrees, like I feel like it's hard for them to find bugs to eat because it's just too hot and they probably get too hot so their eggs aren't very good because they're just like you know I'm melting little chicken melting.
Poor chickens.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I never even thought about the complications of owning chickens in the desert.
So and then like cows, if you want grass-fed cows, good luck. Like grass doesn't grow here, you know. And even if even if the cows could find some grass, they'd eat it and it would take like a million years for the grass to grow back. So you just can't really have animals here and like have them like foraging and eating stuff out in the wild because there's just not a lot to eat. It's the desert, like nothing grows. Except for the cacti. They protect themselves with all their little spikes, you know, because otherwise animals would be after that so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah. So are you able to work outside at all since it's so, well, I guess it's not as hot yet, but.
Actually last week when I was dog sitting, they had like a pool and I sat by the pool and I'm trying to think if I, in the evening I could, because in evening here it gets so cool. It's the desert. So yeah. It's just like, it's a dramatic difference once the sun goes away. And then it's dry, so it just feels a lot cooler. Mm. But, yeah, no, I haven't been working outside this week. Last week I did. I sat out a little bit with my laptop.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where, like, especially at 2, 3 in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you sit out there, and if you're in the sun, it's, like, about 10 minutes, and you're like, okay, either you need to go inside or get in the water, you know. It's just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just hot.
I get that. We usually get up to, like, we might hit 100. We probably will, like, a few days here and there, but for the most part, it'll stay, like, in the 90s in July and August, which for me is way too hot. I get so sweaty and so upset. But I refuse to sit inside when it's nice out, especially because my dogs are outside and they're, like, my riding buddies. So I was like, I just need to get, like, a window air conditioner and just set it on the table next to me. And it can cool me off while I sit there and write.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get myself a window air conditioner for that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because, like, in any place where, like, trees actually grow, 90 just gets hot. It's just too hot, you know? Like, once you have, like, enough moisture where trees are growing and you have grass and stuff, 90 is generally pretty hot because of the humidity.
Like, yeah. And I just feel, like, sticky and gross.
Ugh, I know. Like, you step outside, you're like, oh, I want to take a shower, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah. Yeah, out here, it's so nice. Well, it's nice. No, I'm going to say it. It's nice. I like it because even if you sweat, it evaporates right off you. It is so dry. So, like, when it's hot and you're sweating, I mean, the only place it really collects is, like, maybe your armpits, because that's not really getting... But, like, anything, like, on your skin, anything that's, like, the sun is on, it's just, like, immediately gone because it's so hot. Like, I'll get in the pool, and then I get back out on those little, like, benches. Or what are those called? Mm-hmm. Lounge chairs or whatever. And within, like, 10 minutes, I'm totally dry because the sun is just, like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you don't like being sweaty, this is a good place to be. The desert is a very good place to be because you just don't get sweaty.
Yeah. And that's my pet peeve. It's like, I don't like being hot in general, but I really just can't stand getting sweaty. Yes,
that's me.
And I'm just, oh, I hate that feeling. Yeah. I just don't like it. Like, it's fine if, like, I'm working out or I'm doing something like some kind of manual labor and I expect to get sweaty. But when I'm not really, like, doing anything like that, I don't like to be sweaty. Yeah. It's just like, I feel unclean and I don't like it.
No. Yeah, and then your clothes, like, get all sweaty, and I just hate being in sweaty clothes, especially, like I said, if I'm not working out, I feel like I have to change, and now I'm not presentable, and my clothes are ruined.
It's like, not comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Who knew that this podcast today would turn out to be all about the weather?
I know, especially because, like, the weather is, like, the things that people say. Is like the boring small talk. Yep. Don't start your book with the weather. Don't bore strangers with the weather. And here we have just talked about the weather. After we talked about TV shows.
There's a lot of things to say. We did. Yes, we did talk about TV shows too. I mean, I feel like we've made it interesting though. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So your weekly catch up about the weather. You're welcome.
Yeah. Things you really needed to know, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might be considering moving out to Nevada. Now you know I live in the Las Vegas area. This is what it's like. If you're considering moving to Oregon, now you have a better sense of the weather.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should start like a little realty best places to move show instead of a book show. We can just let people know whether they should move to our area.
Yeah. And better yet, we could travel to different areas and scope them out and let you know what they're like.
Exactly. I'm thinking if this book thing doesn't work out, That's what we're doing. That's where we're headed. This is our new direction. We're going to be travel influencers, and we're just going to let you know the best places.
I like it. We'll just recommend things in general, the best places, the best shows, all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be the recommenders.
Yeah. It sounds like a superhero. Like, we should have outfits.
We're the recommenders.
Oh my gosh.
Which we could do for books. I feel like we already do that for books. We recommend good books.
We do. Yeah. But, and we do talk about like movies and TV shows and stuff too. So I feel like we already are on that train a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Because how can you like books without liking TV shows and movies too? Like, I feel like you just like, you're a story person, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's all storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you reading right now?
What is it called? I think the author's name is Aspen something. Oh. Aspen Hadley, I want to say, but I'm not sure if that's right. It's a rom-com.
Ooh.
I want to say it's like First in Class or something, and it's about
Yes, what? I know which one you're talking about, because I want to read that book. But I can't remember the title, but I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's, I guess there are previous books in the series, which I'm going to read now because I'm like a little over halfway done with it. And I really like it. Where it's the teacher needs this, somebody to play her fake boyfriend. And there's this guy she used to go to high school with, and she asks him to be her fake boyfriend, which I'm a sucker for a fake dating trope. It's been really good so far. What's funny is I saw on Instagram somebody was like, if in real life somebody came up to you and asked you to be their fake girlfriend and you were like kind of interested in them, like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just like try to actually date them? And I was like, listen, my dream way of meeting someone would be to fake date them, because there's zero pressure. If we end up not clicking, I'm not under any obligation to reject you, because we're not actually dating. It's like I get to like test you out without any pressure to actually do anything about it. I'm like, sign me up. I'll be your fake girlfriend.
I wonder, like, there has to have been cases of fake dating in real life. Like, I want to have a TV show where we just have like couples send in their fake dating stories. And it's like, I don't know, reality TV, because then they just tell you the stories about their fake dating, because this has to happen. I'm sure it's not common. I'm sure like, it's a romance novel thing. It doesn't happen all the time, but it has to have happened at some point to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just so curious now.
I think you probably fairly often, like, if they see, like, an ex in public or that mean girl from high school, they'll grab the nearest guy and be like, this is my boyfriend. But I would imagine that it's, like, a one conversation thing where, like, you fake it for that one conversation, then you never see each other again. I'd be curious to know if it's ever actually happened to someone and then they ended up together.
Yeah, and like a whole relationship, like a whole like weekend with the parents. Like, has anybody actually done that?
Yeah.
You know, or like a wedding, like you've gone away for a destination wedding, and like, has anybody actually fake dated for the whole time? You know,
what I want to know is like, where do you find people to fake date? Because like, if I can't find a boyfriend in real life, like that I want to be with, how am I like? I also don't know any guys that I would want to fake date and claim that I was dating. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, I'm like, where do you know all these guys that you're just like, hey, with my fake boyfriend? Like, why aren't you already dating this man if he's this nice? Like,
and that's why I feel like it generally doesn't happen, because people would just like actually start dating someone for a wedding.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have like a really strong romance novel reason to not date. Like, you know, you have like, you're scared of dating, or that you and this guy have had history, because that's normally how it goes. Yeah. It's like they would date them, but there's like something holding them back. So then they fake date instead. Yeah, but in real life, people probably just like actually start dating.
I want a book where, and I also want this to happen to me, but I also want it in a book, where a guy is interested in a girl, but he knows that she's probably not going to just immediately start dating him. So he pretends to need a fake girlfriend so that she'll start dating. He doesn't actually need the fake girlfriend, but he does it just to kind of ease her into dating him.
Oh my gosh. And then he knows I think that would be she cute. Reads lots of romance novels. So it's like before the action starts happening, he just sees her always reading the romance novels. And then so he starts reading some for research. And then that's where he gets the plan.
Mm-hmm. And then she gets mad at some point because she finds out that he never needed her to fake date him. It was always just him trying to like con her into dating him.
And that's the 75% breakup point. She's like, I don't know if I can trust you.
Boom, we just wrote a novel.
Yeah, you have to write that. You have to write that.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cute. Also, I could totally deal with that happening in real life. I wouldn't even be mad if I found out that he didn't need the fake girlfriend. I would just be like, well, that was pretty clever of you.
Yeah, you'll be like, how are we even more perfect for each other? Like, he read all these romance novels to try and, like, figure out something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would be adorable.
That would be really funny. You would have, like, the best, like, wedding story. Or, like...
Oh, yes.
Like, when after you're together and people are like, so how did you guys get together? You would have the best story, like, hands down.
Yeah. I've always wanted a really good story, and even if I don't have one, I'm gonna lie and tell people a fun one anyway.
Yeah, I know some people that, like, they met on dating apps, but they just are like, oh, we met each other hiking. Or, like, they came up with something.
Yeah. Like, come up with some fun story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know one time Sterling tried to, like, tell somebody that we met at, like, Chipotle, because we did. But, and he's like, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll just say we met at Chipotle and people won't ask more. And then, you know, because it's cooler than like we met on a dating app. But it backfired so hard because we were like, really? You just met at Chipotle and like actually asked into it? And we weren't going to lie and be like, oh, yeah, we randomly met at Chipotle. We're like, no, it was a dating app, whatever. Like, whatever. But we tried. We tried.
I'm curious. Was it like a really good first date and immediately you were like, oh yeah, I want a second date? Or was it like a first date where you're like, I don't know, but you went on a second date anyway?
No, it was a really good first date because I was like, this sounds bad, but I was like, oh, he like reminds me of my dad because he was like in the Air Force too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, he just seems like a good guy because he reminds me of my dad, which makes me sound like, you know, daddy issues or anything, but not like in that way, but just like,
Yeah.
You know, responsible man kind of way, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. Yeah. Like, I remember driving home in the car and being like, I feel like Taylor Swift, you know, how in Enchanted she's like, I'm blushing all the way home. That's what I was like when I was driving home. I was
like, oh, that's so cute. That's adorable. I love that.
So I think it's cute, even though it's not like romance novel worthy, you know. Whatever, like these are
I feel like it is.
Yeah,
I feel like that's romance novel worthy. I mean, catching all the feelings like right off the bat. Who doesn't want to do that?
I feel like that's how it should be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, although
I know I
never
like,
discount the friends to lovers thing though, because I feel like that would also be kind of nice too. You know?
Yeah. But I think people give insta-love a bad rap in books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, these people met, they had an interest in each other, they fell for each other, and then they got married. Like, what's the problem?
Me too. I have such a big beef about the insta-love hate, because I'm like, okay, so when you first get married, your love is different than after you've been married 20 years, right? But it's still love. So what's the difference between, like, meeting someone and that initial attraction to, like, you getting engaged 2 years later? Like, what, like, where's the line? Like, when does it become love, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the whole, like, hate on insta-love is kind of silly because, I don't know. I think it's just kind of, like, it's a matter, it's a word issue. It's a semantics issue than an actual thing. Because just because people are calling it love at first sight doesn't mean it's the same kind of love that you get married with or have had 10 kids with. But like, why can't that also be called love? It's just love at a different stage in time. So to me, it's like a semantics issue. But I know some people are like, oh, you can't call it love because you wouldn't. Well, no, I wouldn't marry somebody on a first date. But like, doesn't mean you can't fall in love with him on the first date. You just don't know quite yet. You know?
Yeah. And it's like people, you know, don't love the stories about people who get married like 3 weeks after knowing each other or whatever. And I'm like, well, if they knew, why wait around to.
And some people do.
Just date. Because, And I feel like people think that knowledge about someone means, like, the more, like, small facts you know about them, that means that you're, like, more ready to get married or that you're more, like, I get that love grows, but also there are just certain things you don't know about somebody until you get married, because that's just what it means to finally, like, be in that relationship. So I have no, listen, I have always said that it is very likely I will be, have met my husband and be getting married 6 months or less, because I'm a very quick person that way. And I just don't understand the point in waiting around if you don't have to. Like, sometimes there's just, you can't get married right away. And some people need the time to fall, but some people don't. And that's okay.
No, that's how my parents were. They were engaged after 3 months. And then their engagement was 6 months. So they're married in like a year.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That is so going to happen to you. You're going to meet a guy. You're going to be engaged 3 months later, and then you're going to be married before the year is out. I just know it, like, because you'll just know, like, you know.
Yeah. I figure, like, I don't know. I think picking the right person is more important than making sure you know everything about that person down to their favorite everything, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and if both people are in, like, a place, because, like, with us, I was dealing with stuff, he was dealing with stuff, and now it's, like, a financial thing. But, like, if you're, like, both, like, financially ready, emotionally ready, there's, like, really no reason to, like, date for a million years and be engaged for a million years. Like, there just really isn't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, at all.
I agree. Like, if you're ready and you know, what else do you need?
And there are plenty of people, I mean, not, maybe not a lot, but, like, there are people who have gotten, like, married or engaged within, like, 2 weeks, and they're still happily married. So, like, if a romance novel does that, I don't get mad. So I'm like, this definitely happens.
No. Oh, yeah. I think my grandparents knew each other for, like, maybe 2 months or something like that. It wasn't very long, and they got engaged and got married. She was 16, and he was 19, and they were so married for... He's passed away now, but they were married for like 50 something years or 60 years. I can't remember how many, but like something, you don't know, never know.
Yeah. That's, we knew a couple. They were, oh my gosh, they were so cute because they had like 3 grown kids and they just acted like they were teenagers, like still so in love.
Aww.
And I think she ran away with him at like 16 or 17 because her father didn't like him. And they got married and like he joined the military and they were just the cutest to watch because they would just like, I mean, just the way they looked at each other and like they held hands. And I just think it's so funny whenever I hear like the statistics, they're like, oh, well, you know, if you don't wait till you're 28 to get married, like you have a like higher rate of divorce or whatever. And I'm like, I see people get married late all the time who still get divorced. Like that doesn't, that's not the factor. Like, that's generally not the factor. Age is never the factor. It's generally religion, honestly, like, is, I think, the biggest factor. Like, more Christians stay together because it's more like, you know, it's a different viewpoint on marriage, you know, or other faiths, too.
And your
like,
foundation I'm sure, is like, different.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure, like, people who are, like, Muslim or Jewish, if they're, like, very, like, grounded in their religion, their divorce rates are probably lower, too.
That's true. Yeah. And like when they say that 50% of people marriages end in divorce, they're also including like second and third and fourth marriages in that statistic. It's not just first marriages. Yeah. So I'm like, that's actually not true.
Yeah. So that skews it so much because the people who are going to get divorced generally like do it a lot, you know? So it skews it so much. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's not true. It's not 50% of people. I think it's like, I think the actual statistic was like 25% or something like that of marriages end in divorce, first marriages. I'm like, that's a pretty big difference from 50%.
Yeah, that's huge because 24, that's really not a lot. Like, so then your likelihood is 75%. Like, those are really good odds. But no, we have to scare people away from marriage. that's what we have to push right here. I know. You know?
I had a couple of people who were talking about books, and they hated how books always have to end. And I thought we were very different. Always have to end with happily ever after, and it always has to end with a couple getting married. And I'm like, well, personally, for me, if the book doesn't end, I'm like, if the book doesn't end happy, and personally, the more epilogues you give me, the happier I am. Like, I want to see them get married. I want to see them have a baby. I want to see everything. Mm-hmm. Show me all me the too. Happy stuff. Like, I want all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I always hear people complaining about that. And I'm like, what books are you reading? Because I feel like we need more of that books. Because I always feel like with Hallmark movies and books, like, they always end when they just, like, get in a relationship. And I think we were talking about this with Drew. Yes. Like, and I'm like, that's not satisfying. I don't care. Okay, so now you're dating. I want to see you get married. I want to see you have your first kid. Like, and I just wish more books ended in weddings. Like, I feel like they did in the old days. Like, I feel like old movies always ended in a wedding. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, from the 40s, they always got married at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I don't know what books these people are reading. Because I'm like, please send them my way. Because books these days never end in a wedding. Like, ever.
Sometimes it'll end in an engagement, which is nice. And I appreciate that. But I still want the wedding.
Yeah, like, me too.
Show me them moving into their house together or something, you know, like further down the line.
Yeah. I agree. But good thing that we're authors and we have plenty of other author friends who are writing all these books for us. Because, you know, if you want to see it in a book, some indie author is doing it. Like, somebody out there.
And I promise. Oh, yeah. And at the end of this trilogy, I guarantee you that there will be plenty of epilogues to satisfy everybody.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Because I wanted to write them. So I was like,
And I'm just like, as an author, don't you want to write a wedding? Because then you can come up with, like, all the details of, like, what her dress looked like and all this stuff. Like, why wouldn't you want to write about that? I don't know. Maybe if they do it for their readers, I'm not quite sure. But I would. I'd be like, are you kidding me? I get to write about what flavor cake they have? That is the kind of world building I am talking about.
Well, and then you get to see, like, side characters and all that kind of stuff interacting. Like, it's just a sweet way to end things. Yeah.
It really is. And then, like, maybe, like, your side characters, because I love when romance novels take the side characters and they end up dating somebody at the end. So then you could have, like, the best friend and, like, the guy's best friend. Like, maybe there's bridesmaid and groomsman together. And then maybe, like, they start flirting. And then the main characters are like, ooh, maybe they're going to get together. No, it's so cute to end a book like
That's the best. Yes. I will say, too, I like it in a series like that where in, like, as the as the books go down, you get to see, like, characters from the first book having kids or, like, you know, that kind of stuff because they're all still in the same, like, world together. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about romance novels is, like, a lot of times the author will connect it. So then, you know, you'll read the first book and then you'll have a character in that book who ends up being the main one of the next book and, you know, so on. Or like when they do the family ones. Yeah. And then you just get to see everybody like throughout the book. Because I feel like people don't want to read a book about like life after the wedding. Generally, that tends to be more like women's fiction kind of thing. But then you get to like the you get to at least see it happening, even though you're not reading a whole book about them kind of thing, you know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I want like little snippets of their happy life together after the fact. Yeah.
Well, how long have we been talking? Like we said, we were going to record like a really short episode this week, like a mini catch up, but this I think turned out to be a long catch up and that's okay. Like, we can do a longer episode this week.
It's almost 50 minutes now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is what so happens when Rachel and I don't talk for a long time.
Yeah. Which is funny because we talked last week. But it feels way longer than that.
It feels like it has been such a week. It's been, I think, exactly a week because didn't we record? Was it Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. It's only been a week. Yeah. This has been the longest week of my life. It feels like
two. Oh my gosh.
I've had so many days where, like, I got up and I started working at, like, 8 or 9, and I wasn't done until, like, 10 at night. I don't know how.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I just, it's all the little tasks. I was like, I have to do this for social media, and I have to write this for this, and I have to do this edits for that, and I have to write my own book, and I have to do, and then it's, like, 12 hours goes by, and I'm like, what happened? You know?
Yeah.
So
I like how you just drop in there and write my own book. Just this one small task.
Yeah, I know. I have to do that too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's like when somebody tries to, like, they get frustrated with you because you're on your phone and you're like, listen, this is my job. I am, you know, networking, or I'm posting something or whatever. And you're like, I promise this is actually work. I'm not just messing around right now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
All those little things take forever.
They really do. So yeah, I think that's why it's felt like such a long week, because I've just been putting in, like, such long days lately, which I don't always do, but lately it's been like that for some reason.
Yeah. I totally get that one.
Yeah. But we're going to have some more guests on here for sure. So maybe, like, next week we'll do some more recording and we'll have another guest on. So definitely, I got a whole bunch of lovely suggestions from you guys about guests, and I have them all written down. So we'll have them. But if anybody else thinks of something, you know, just, or maybe you submitted a whole bunch of guests you want to see, but you thought of somebody else, like, you know, just please message us and let us know who you want us to have on, because we are really excited to have a whole bunch of people on the show. So,
yeah. Also, should we, in our, the next time we have someone to interview, should we post a question box on Instagram beforehand in case there's any specific questions people have?
Oh my God. Because
I just thought about that. That's, I was like, you know. Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to have Drew on again so that she can get a chance for the question box. We'll start doing that. So we'll let you know who we're going to have. So that's like a little teaser, like, get you excited. And then you guys can, if there's anything you want to ask them, then we can ask. That would be really fun, I think. Okay. So we will do that. But for now, we'll see you guys next week. I hope you have a good week.
Hopefully this week doesn't feel like 2 weeks this time. Hopefully everybody's week goes by like it should.
Although, I don't know, Rachel, your week sounds like it's going to be one of those weeks with all the stuff you got to do, and you got to jump into book two. So I will be praying for you.
Thank you. I will be praying for you too.
Thank you. I think you need it more than me, but prayers are always good. Prayers are never bad.
Never bad.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, we will see you all next week.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it, and tune in next week for another episode. And if you enjoyed it, please consider leaving a review so that other people can find us, and we will see you in the future. Bye.